Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So I had the pleasure of being at the chef's table at Commander's Palace in New Orleans.
Yes, I know. I'm anxious to hear all about it.
On Wednesday, September 25th, 2019, beginning at 6:30 and ending, I don't know when it ended, but it ended at some point, sadly. And I want to talk about some of the amazing wines that we sampled. You sit in the kitchen. It's for four people. It began with champagne. It ended with ice wine. And there were some really interesting choices.
What compelled you to do this?
Katya and I went to Commander's Palace when we were in New Orleans 2 years ago, and she was on crutches. And we walked through the kitchen to the bar because we were early, and they sat us at the bar.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be escorted through the kitchen. Now, the kitchen is not a great place to walk through with crutches,
right.
And it was a little perilous. But we got through it. We had a wonderful drink at the bar with a fantastic bartender. And I have to tell you, everything at Commander's Palace is more or less fabulous. I mean, you are treated like a king from the second you walk in there. And they're very, very good at what they do. So we were sitting at the bar, and we see these people who are eating at the kitchen, and we thought, what is this? And then we found out, and then we tried to make a reservation, and you have to wait about a good, I don't know, 4 to 6 months or something like that.
Okay.
This began with champagne, which is kind of to be expected. Our champagne was the Pied Lancelot Royer, which I thought was extraordinarily good. But then the meal took a fascinating turn with all sorts of things, like we were served Madeira.
And what was paired with Madeira?
Foie gras and pecan baklava and apples. Really clever, clever choices. Our sommelier was a man named Argyle, which is a fantastic name, and he was incredibly smart about this and did not take the easy choices that would be available to him. Like, for example, we had the Champaloup Vouvray, which I thought is a fantastic wine, imported by our good friend Kermit Lynch, who does a beautiful job, and that went with the orchard salad with duck carpaccio.
Mm.
You know, what a great choice. But once again, smart things like not taking the easy way. And after Vouvray, we went to Viognier, with the Domaine de Couron Côte de Rhône Viognier, which I thought was also pretty delightful.
Was there one pairing that surprised you or really stood out for you?
You know, it's funny. It was the Barolo at the end of the meal with amazing cheeses.
Mm.
I thought that was really an interesting choice. What also surprised me was no big Bordeaux, no big Burgundies, red Burgundies. And of course, we finished with Canadian ice wine. I don't know.
Did you put in a plug for that?
I don't know, but I was very impressed that they finished with Canadian ice wine.
And what was your dessert?
The dessert was everything they were serving for dessert that night. It was mind-boggling, and I can't even remember what it was. But Inniskillen Vidal Ice Wine 2017 from Niagara, which finished the meal in the most extraordinary way.
Yeah, that's
way.
A treat.
It was a crazy thing to do. It was ridiculously expensive. It's the sort of thing you do once or twice in a lifetime. But I'm really glad I did it. And
clearly,
I had a tremendously good time.
It's wonderful to be able to experience that when it's so special to you. I'm glad you had a wonderful time.
Thank you so much. And frankly, in New Orleans, wherever you go, people treat you so beautifully and so elegantly. And it wouldn't matter whether you knew nothing about wine or you had spent your whole life learning about wine. They would find a way to meet you in the most extraordinary and elegant way.
And that's service.
Isn't it? For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.